Isaiah chapter 42. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delights. I've put my spirit on him. He will bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He will not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. He will not break a bruised reed, and the smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth judgment towards truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged until he has set judgment in the earth, and the isles will wait for his law. Thus says El Yahweh, he who created the heavens and stretched them out, he who spread forth the earth and that which comes out of it, he who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those that walk within it. I, Yahweh, have called you in righteousness, and I will hold your hand, and I will keep you, and give you for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and those that sit in darkness from out of the prison house. I, Yahweh, that is my name, and my honor will I not give to another, neither will I give my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and the new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you about them. Sing to Yahweh a new song. Sing his praise from the end of the earth, you that go down to the sea and all that is within it, the isles and the inhabitants of it. Let the wilderness and the cities of it lift up their voices. The villages that Kedar does inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rocks sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give honor to Yahweh and declare his praise to the islands. Yahweh will go forth like a mighty man. He will stir up jealousy like a man of war. He will cry. Yeah, he will roar. He'll prevail against his enemies. I have for a long time held my peace. I have been still. I've refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills, and dry up all of their herbs, and I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools, and they will bring the blind by a way that they did not know, and I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do to them, and not forsake them. They will be turned back. They will be greatly ashamed who trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, you are our Elohim. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, so that you can see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messengers that I sent? Who is blind as he who is perfect, and blind as Yahweh's servant? Seeing many things, but you do not observe, opening the ears, but he hears not. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for a prey, and no one delivers. They are for a spoil, and none says, restore, to what has restore what's been taken from them. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil? And who gave Israel to the robbers? Did not Yahweh? He against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, and neither were they obedient to his law. For this reason, he has poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it has set him on fire round about. Yet he did not know, and it burned him, and still he did not lay it to heart. End of chapter.